This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the midday show. Tom Kelly in for Hugh Doug, or in for Joe Giglio, alongside Hugh Douglas. We're at Eagles training camp, Champ Camp today. 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV, sales, service, parts and accessories. Just talking to Will Shipley, Aziz Ojolari. Fun interviews with those guys. I think Ojolari has a chance to be a really productive player for this team this year.
Yeah, he does. He didn't want to say a whole lot, man. It was funny, you know, especially when I was asking about the Giants questions. Had some fun off the air, but yeah, it was – he didn't want to give
– I just wanted him to rip the Giants.
Well, he didn't want to give him any bulletin board material, man. And he kept it PC. He just wants to work hard, and you know, he's playing for a good organization now, and he want to move forward with that. I thought it was funny, though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and today it's one of Wednesdays, and it's brought to you by McGurk's Pub and Grill. We'll be broadcasting live from McGurk's Liveville tomorrow for the entire show. If you're in the area, stop by.
There you go.
Tomorrow, huh?
The McGurk's in Liveville, awesome spot. There you go. So good stuff for you guys tomorrow out at McGurk's. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But we do, and we'll get back to the phones in a second, talking a lot about Rob Thompson. You trust Rob Thompson, manages team to a World Series. The Eagles, do you think they need more help on defense? But first, we need to examine something that happened this morning.
What happened?
With one of our coworkers.
What happened?
And it happened late in the morning show, where I was sitting in here preparing for the show. Mm-hmm. And right before practice, Joe Flacco runs over and enters the bathroom here by the RV. Here's how it sounded as John Ritchie did something I thought was a little odd.
He very nicely took pictures
yes.
with a bunch of people.
He was very kind.
But it was so funny.
Look, athletes have to go to the bathroom too.
In football pads.
I just talked with him.
You did? All right. So what
happened? I was talking with Joe Flacco in the bathroom.
Oh, you were in the same time?
Yeah.
You were just talking about
I went
to talk
to Joe Flacco. You said Joe Flacco went in the bathroom, so I just went over there.
You went to talk to him in the bathroom? That's amazing. All right, break it down. What happened?
Joe Flacco. So
break it down.
I talked with him for a while. We were
how's it hanging?
Come on, big guy.
Is that not weird? John Ritchie going over, he literally followed Flacco into the bathroom. And I guess they're just standing at the urinal. And John just decides, hey, you know what's going on, Joe?
I'll say this. For anybody else outside of John Ritchie, that's weird. But you have, this is why I love John, because John is the purest, most genuine person that you're ever going to meet. And when Will Shipley was here, Will Shipley is probably in his early 20s. Me and John are, like, John's probably close to 50. I'm in my 50s. Will Shipley don't know who the hell, what the hell we did in the NFL. He probably has an idea that we played.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, but you don't go back in the archives and watching film. John was talking to him about the fullback position and what it used to be. And Will Shipley entertained the conversation, but that's who John Ritchie is. John Ritchie is the type of individual that's going to speak his mind, and he's disarming when he speaks to you. So it's not like you're like, yo, dog, what you doing? It's because it's his calm delivery and his genuine speak that you're not going to feel like the conversation is out of place.
But he followed him into the
yes,
bathroom.
Yes, I'm not denying that. But again, if you know John Ritchie, the way that I know John Ritchie, you're not surprised. Like, I've had conversations with John about things that I didn't even know were conversation worthy, you know, uh-huh. But that's just how John is. And he's a joy to talk to. So it's not. And you know how, like,
he is
Kyle,
a joy.
You know me. I'm not the warmest and the fuzziest person. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know that. And nope. I'm working on
that's
that.
Right.
But when John speaks, I will sit and we will have a conversation. Even if, say, if I have something to do, but when John speaks, we sit and we chop it up. And we chopped it up one day about some shoes. Like, we were just talking about some shoes, or he was talking about the shirt that I had on. And he was telling me about it. Then he gave me a shirt. That's just John in a nutshell, man. John's different in a good way.
This is
John's
really
very different.
Now, I love John. I mean, I'm not. This is not a negative toward John, but I don't know, man. Like, follow if somebody follows
you're
me
right.
into the bathroom,
you're
and
right.
to have a conversation with me.
Now,
I think that's a little weird.
Now, let me tell you, this is the comparing and contrasting of my teammates. Now, if it's Ike Reese, and as long as I've been knowing Ike,
that's different.
But if I go in the bathroom and I start talking, I'd be like, man, what the hell are you doing? Like, what are you? Why are you holding a conversation with me? In the because that's how we talk.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's different. I'm pretty sure with Richie, I would probably look at him sideways. He probably wouldn't say a whole lot, but he would let him know by his look that, like, dog, what you doing? But he wouldn't, you know. But he would definitely do that to me. He'd be like, dog, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, well,
we don't have conversations.
We need the official Kyle Quinn ruling on this. Kyle, what's your ruling? Is this a weird move by Richie to follow Flacco into the bathroom?
I mean, it's strange. I wouldn't say it's out of character for John.
I think that's
kind of what he was trying to get at. Like, it's not a move that I would make.
It's definitely strange. Yeah. Like, if Kyle did it, it would be weird. But it's not. That's not out of pocket for John.
Yeah. Right. Like, I could see John just following somebody into the bathroom, being at the urinal. Hey, man, what's going on?
I just found it hilarious how excited he was when he was like, James, you said Joe Flacco was going to the bathroom, so I ran over there. Like, it's just such an odd thing to do.
And when he says ran, he is not exaggerating. You could not have seen him sprint quicker.
We've played this game before, and Kyle, follow me when I go here.
Okay.
If you said John Ritchie went with Aaron Rodgers on a retreat to smoke some peyote. would you believe that?
I would not believe
it. I mean, that's a believable story. You wouldn't believe that John Ritchie probably smoked some peyote.
I said
I wouldn't
disbelieve.
That's what I'm saying. He's the
Ritchie, peyote guy?
John looks like he gets in touch with, you know, his you know, he reaches, you know, he goes and he has he, you know, I'm trying to clean it up.
I don't know if I want to be the peyote guy at work.
No, I'm saying he, you know, he partakes.
Yeah. Okay.
He might have a gummy or two.
Well, you're saying peyote. That's a different
thing. Well, I meant to say ayahuasca, but peyote came.
You're the gummy guy.
What a ayahuasca.
Yeah. All right.
Ayahuasca.
Well, John Ritchie, please give us your thoughts if you think it was a weird move for him.
I don't think it was weird.
Oh, no, he doesn't think it was weird. Did you hear him?
No, he does. No,
he couldn't have been more excited.
No.
Happy
yeah.
For him.
No. He was very pleased with it. It was a funny visual too. Because Flacco, he's in full pads, you know, going into the bathroom. And
like, if you don't know, he probably had to, you know, do some gymnastics to get out of the pants to,
yeah,
you know, to perform
so hard.
Yeah. Perform. you know, it takes a little bit of time to adjust.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Justin in Yonkers. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make a quick Phillies point and Eagles point also. I'll start with the Phillies. I think Ranger, it's just the truth at this point that he's just not built for a full season. And I think with Nola coming back, it's such a no-brainer to give him, put him on the IL for 10, 15 days, give his arm a couple weeks off and just see what that does for him. Because I think there's a chance you give him some rest. You know, I think fatigue is probably what's, you know, causing issues right now for him. And in regards to the question, when you guys said Walker or Ranger, my answer was neither. I'd rather have Jesus Luzardo be the game four starter right now. I feel like he's been a lot better lately. And if he can clean up the mechanics and tipping pitches, I still think stuff-wise, he's kind of right up there with Wheeler and Sanchez. So I would go Wheeler, Sanchez, Nola, Luzardo if it was an NLCS at this point.
You got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You got a little bit.
Yeah, and Justin, I think it's honestly, I think it's all still up for grabs. I could see it being any of those guys. Honestly, I think it's got to play out over the next 6 weeks. But yeah, Luzardo's just like confounding to me. Like, I don't know how to look at him, because sometimes you look at him and you feel like this guy's got elite stuff. I could absolutely see him starting a playoff game. But then you have these other outings where whether it's tipping pitches, whatever it is, he just looks like he could be a complete disaster in a playoff game.
Yep, I agree. It's definitely who, if he's pitching well going into the playoffs, if he's still having issues, you can't throw him out there. But and then real quick with the Eagles, I'm with Kyle. I think Howie's got to make a move. Just this two, the secondary is two, like the safety issue for one, Sidney Brown and Makuba, they both already been injured at camp. Sidney Brown got hurt in the first preseason game. He throws his body around with, you know, this team is too good to be, like, we're a Reed Blankenship injury away from a complete disaster, you know, in the safety room. And it just seems like, I like the trade for Bennett, but it just seems like they're just waiting for somebody to take this corner job and nobody's standing out. And I just think Howie could definitely make a move like he did with CJ a few years ago and just try to acquire somebody.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Justin. I appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in. I think, you know, there being some move, I think is, I don't know, likely, I think possible. I just don't think it's going to be a big move. Like, if the Eagles make another move at corner, it's going to be like a Ja'Quarian Bennett type thing. Mm-hmm. They're not going out, I don't think, and trading for like a starting corner. Do you think so?
No, and the caller said a few things that kind of, you know, piqued my interest. He said they're waiting for one of the corners to take the job. That's the whole point in starting everybody, today. That's the whole point in starting all three guys and the safety at those spots today, because they want to see if somebody's going to shine. Now, this is still a fluid situation, and the season started. I'm pretty sure they're comfortable enough with the guys they have that one of them's going to be the starter. Now, if there's an opportunity to upgrade as the season progresses, they might look into that. But right now, I honestly believe that they're going to go into this season with the guys that they have, because really that's kind of the position that you put yourself in. You know, when you talk about these young corners, you look at Kelee Ringo, he was the guy that was potentially going to step up and be the starter. He hasn't shined. As a matter of fact, the things that I hear about him is he's around the football, he just doesn't make the play. So you're hoping that with, you know, these guys being out there, that he could step up and just the light bulb will go on or whatever. That hasn't been the case. But as far as pushing the panic button, I'm going to say this, and I've been saying it forever. What did you think this defense was going to be last year with all of these different pieces? You didn't know. So all of a sudden, you know, you're looking at this defense, to me, that's in the similar situation that it was in last year when you didn't know, and now all of a sudden you're concerned.
And that's what I keep coming back to, because I was somebody who last year at this time, I was concerned about the defense. I didn't think the defense was going to be very good, and through 4 weeks, I mean, it didn't look like they were going to be very good. But as the season went on, they kind of figured things out. And I don't think it's like overstating it to look at somebody like Vic Fangio and to believe that he will find a way to work this thing and keep it together. Well, he's not a miracle worker, but I do think
you,
like,
said that, by the way.
Well, you know what? I think he is a miracle worker. He'll be fine. He'll figure out a way to make these guys good players. He is.
See, I don't look at it like that. I look at it like every defense that you look at has its flaws, and because of the speed of the receivers, a lot of defenses, if they don't have those dynamic corners, they play a lot of zone and they run a lot of stunts up front. We are dynamic enough, in my opinion, from the short practices that I've seen. And I'm not going to lie to you. Like, we don't get to see the practice like the fans get here to see the practice, because, you know, we're doing a show. But I've seen enough that to know that this pass rush is going to be pretty dynamic. You know, when you talk about all the young guys that they have out there, they're going to lean on that heavily. They're probably going to lean into that. Would not be surprised if you see guys moving around to try to confuse offensive linemen to put pressure on the quarterback. And they're going to play a lot of zone on the back end. The biggest thing that you have to worry about, say if Sidney Brown is the starter, is the way that he plays the game. He plays the game wide ass open, reckless abandon. And we've seen in the past, he tends to hurt himself because he is not under control. Ike loves this guy, by the way. And I think he can play, but he has to maybe throttle it down a little bit so that he can stay healthy.
I agree with that. I think he definitely needs to be a little more under control when he's playing. And by the way, a report, this is from Jordan Schultz. Landon Dickerson underwent surgery today for his meniscus injury. He says the team will play it safe, but the hope is he's back for the early portion of the regular season. So, I don't
Sounds
know.
Like
I mean, I would not. Yeah, and yeah, I wouldn't rush him back for that game, especially, guys, considering you get 10 days before week two. Probably just hold him out till that Chiefs game.
Yeah, that would probably be smart going to this game, and it's the Cowboys.
Yeah, and they'll be all right. I mean, the Cowboys stink. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. John Ritchie following Joe Flacco to the bathroom is .. weird or normal?
It's definitely weird. I mean, it's
not normal.
Yeah. No, it's not what people do, you know, and a lot of times, if we're being honest, it's a good chance you follow somebody in the bathroom, you're going to get an elbow.
Well, I don't think that's the thing. I don't think anybody's elbowing Richie.
No, I'm just saying, most of the times if you, like, because I'm in, you know, thinking about it, if you're in close proximity of the person and you follow them, that might catch you an elbow.
Could you imagine that story if that would have been the case? Is there ends up being a fight between Flacco and Richie in the bathroom?
Really think,
Richie
I might still take Richie.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. I don't think you want to invoke the old John Richie.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, Flacco, I said this earlier to Ava. Flacco looks like he hasn't aged in 20 years.
I mean, that doesn't say a lot. He looks old.
You think he looks
old?
Yeah,
he's looked old for about 20 years.
Maybe that's it.
He finally caught up to his age, the way he looked. I guess he's aged into his body. I guess that's the way
it is. Because the more I'm thinking about it, maybe when Flacco was 23, he looked like he was 40.
Man, listen. When Flacco got drafted, he looked like he was about ready to start cashing on his 401k. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He's an old-ass looking dude. Who was the other dude? Otto Kemp was another old looking cat.
You think Otto Kemp's an old looking young guy?
Okay, Otto looked about 30, 35.
No.
Okay.
Otto does.
I don't know if I see it with Otto.
Otto looks 35.
He's got an old face. I'll have to look him up, get a closer view. Let's go to DeMond. What's up, DeMond?
Yo, y'all got me?
What's up, DeMond?
My fault, man. I'm at my boy's football practice right now. Listen, I thought about the birds, man. I was listening to y'all the whole time. I called about the birds and the defense. Oh, that's what it was, the defense. What's up, Hugh? What's going
on? What's up, man? Hey, now he about to take another shot. DeMond, turn your phone down, man. I mean, turn the radio down because we got a little bit of an echo.
Oh, all right, hold on. I got y'all on off the speaker. I'm walking away from the boys.
Oh, okay.
We're working out, man. We're working for practice. But I was calling about the defense, man. I think we're going to be all right, fellas. I heard your conversation a little earlier. I think we're going to be all right, mainly because I think Hugh mentioned it, too. He said the pass rush. I think our front is going to get to him, Hugh. And y'all just had my man, the guy from the Giants, came over and interviewed.
Aziz Ojulari, yeah.
He's kind of excited, right, man. Listen. He said the locker room was totally different, man. He love it here, man. The camaraderie, the way everybody working together and coming together. He said he loving it, man. I think we're gonna do something big, man. I think we are.
I think it's gonna be okay. Like when you have your secondary that has a lot of questions, you try to cover it up with you know a lot of stunts up front, and getting to the quarterback, man. Try to disrupt that timing as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I was thinking about our front. And you mentioned it. And we got the most dominant young boy coming back to the game. They were scared of him last year. They were double-teaming, triple-teaming. He still was giving them work. So imagine these other young guys who coming in who hungry now because sweating them to move out the way. So now they time to eat. And I think they're going to come and eat, man. And I believe that just that one spot on the back end, y'all right. Ringo and them, I mean, you know, I'm praying that, you know, they get covered up, you know, by the front four. But other than that, I think we good, y'all. I think we good.
Yeah, so how your son team looking, man? What position does he play?
He play defensive line. He on D line right now. He plays for Penwood Patriots.
Okay, shout out to the Penwood Patriots. Okay, cool.
I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it. Yeah. So I'm out here watching them. Get their little workout in. They sweating. The boys is hustling. They hustling out here. They doing their job.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Well, there you go, DeMond. Absolutely. Good luck to your son and his team this year. Yeah, I remember. I mean, you obviously did it at this level, but I remember being in high school, being out 2-a-days, full pads.
Yeah,
this weather,
it's a little hot, man.
Brutal, man.
Yeah, it's a little hot. It was a little hot.
Yeah.
When I grew up in an era where it wasn't manly to drink water. Hey, listen. Drink that water, young fellas. Drink all the water you can and stay hydrated because you don't want to fool around in this heat.
I mean, let's face it. Not borderline unhealthy. Ridiculously unhealthy for that to be the stereotype back 20, 30 years ago.
It was stupid. Oh, if you're drinking water, you're soft. No, you drink water to survive.
Yeah, you drink water because I want to be alive.
Yes.
All right? I need to hydrate so I'm not passing out.
You know, when you think about it like that, TK, a lot of stuff that we did when we were younger, like riding bikes without helmets, was stupid. It was really stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not drinking water because you didn't think it was cool, that was stupid.
Yeah.
That was really stupid.
And for grown-ups to be like kind of like encouraging this kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, not very smart. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But you look at the other corner spot, and I do think this is interesting. Like, if you look back at the Eagles offseason – you know, I'm wondering what the move would be that Howie would have done differently if he could. Like, a lot of it, you're not going to be able to re-sign guys. Even with Slay, I think the price tag was too high.
Mm-hmm.
But the one I look at, Hugh, is Isaiah Rodgers. Because I was surprised he left. I mean, he didn't get a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that, I felt like he played a critical role last year, being the guy who could step in. We know Slay would go out of game sometimes. Quinyon Mitchell basically missed the entire Rams game after going out on that first possession. Do you think that's a move that they might regret, is not bringing back Isaiah Rodgers?
I don't know if regret is the right word, TK. Surprise, maybe, because they probably felt that he was going to be here and probably surprised that he got the money that he got in free agency. But, you know, you brace for stuff like that when you win a Super Bowl, because a lot of times the turnover is a lot more than it was for the Eagles. Now, we knew Milt Williams, he was gone, because we saw who was at the grave digger the year before when he went to Javon Hargrave when he went to San Fran. You knew that was going to happen. So you're prepared for that one. I would say that's the one. The corner one was the one that kind of got people by surprise, because you thought, you know, with Slay leaving, that he would automatically step in and be that guy. That wasn't the case.
What do you think, Kyle? Would you feel significantly better if Isaiah Rodgers was here right now?
Yeah. I don't know how you couldn't. Like, and I get people saying that, you know, these guys are now just finally getting a chance to show what they can do. Well, why couldn't they beat out Isaiah Rodgers for his spot last year? I mean, I get Darius Slay was going to be the number one, but if Kelee Ringo was just waiting to finally get his chance, well, he had a chance last year to go in whenever Darius Slay went out, and he couldn't. So if he wasn't good enough to beat out Isaiah Rodgers, I don't know what gives anyone the faith that all of a sudden he's going to come in and finally break through this year. I just don't get it.
We got Ja'Quarian Bennett. Ja'Quarian Bennett will solve all your problems.
That's great.
Over there.
Mm-hmm. Traded them for like a four-string defensive tackle.
No, I mean, Thomas Booker was a player here last year.
Uh-huh.
He played, some snaps.
We had. He was one of them, that's for sure.
He was dressed for the Super Bowl, I think.
You know what the ironic thing was? That we were out here the day that all of that went down, and he was out there talking to the fans and, you know, getting the fans all hyped.
Oh, man.
And they shipped his ass out of here as soon as practice was over.
Well, he'll probably get more playing time with the Raiders.
Yeah, he probably will, but it's just crazy how, you know, you're sitting here and you're telling people about how great it was to go on a Super Bowl run. Then next thing you know, you're going to football purgatory.
The one thing the Eagles need to do with Bennett, though, they need to change his number. I mean, number 49 for a corner, that's like a death sentence right there.
Well, it's not a sexy number.
It's a terrible
number. But he could make a name for himself by being the corner that wears number 49.
Yeah, maybe. Huh? I don't know. I think they should get him out of it, personally.
You know, it all depends on when the cuts come. That might be the case.
Yeah. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. 215-592-9494. When we get back here, Elliot Shoreparks will join us. He'll give us his practice report coming up next. We'll ask about Jalen, everything going on with the defense, and we will obviously get to more of your calls. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.